This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time for our Daily Tech and Business Report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. Comcast plans to spin off some of its cable channels, including MSNBC and the USA Network. Chris, what other channels are they getting rid of? What are they keeping and why?
So they're spinning off most of their cable channels. So we're talking about MSNBC, CNBC, USA, the Golf Channel, Sci-Fi, and they're keeping NBC, the big broadcast network, and Peacock, their streaming service, and Bravo, the cable channel that's best known for reality TV shows, Real Housewives and things like that, which does very well on streaming. And so it's an interesting turn of events, because for years, the broadcast channels were losing business to cable TV, and cable was the growth business. But now we're seeing the reverse of that, and it all, of course, has to do with streaming. People are watching Netflix and Amazon and all of these shows online, and so people are canceling cable TV. Advertisers are leaving as well, and so those businesses, those big cable channels, are just not in growth mode, and Comcast thinks it's dragging down their stock, and so this way they can focus on the programming that plays well on NBC and Peacock, which is the sports, of course, NFL, Olympics. Soon they'll have the NBA and a lot of these kind of really big broadcast shows that have a big audience.
Okay, so they're keeping what they think is going to continue to pay off in the future and peeling off what isn't making enough money.
Exactly.
Okay. How long is that going to take? I mean, and is spinning off the same as like sort of selling off?
Yeah, so basically if you're a Comcast shareholder, you will get a share or whatever it works out to be in this new entity. It's going to take a year before the deal actually closes, and it's partly because they have a lot to reconcile. MSNBC, CNBC, they all share a studio space with NBC. There's some resources, advertising sales, you know, contracts that have to be worked out, programming. So so there's a lot to do before the spinoff date, but it'll be a separately publicly traded company, still controlled, however, by Brian Roberts, the CEO of Comcast, who has about a third of the voting stock in both companies.
That doesn't sound like it bodes well for things like MSNBC and USA when, you know, they say we don't want you anymore.
Well, you could certainly read that into it. They're pitching it a different way, not surprisingly, that this will allow this smaller entity, it's about $7 billion in revenue, by the way, to be more, it chart its own future. So they could potentially cut deals to stream their programming on Amazon or some other site. They could launch their own streaming service. They could acquire other channels and try to work out better deals with pay TV operators, cable companies, and that. So they see this as an option to have this sort of more tightly focused group doing its charting its own course.
And were those channels struggling?
I'm sorry, which channel?
Which were those the channels that they are spinning off? Were they struggling before?
Well, there's a vast migration of audiences to streaming, and so the whole traditional TV business is just losing. I mean, they're still profitable because there's still 70 million people or so that subscribe to cable TV in the U.S., but they've lost 30 million subscribers over the last 5 years or so. So, and that trend is likely to continue. So as people keep canceling cable, they're going to just continue to lose that subscription revenue and the advertising revenue that's associated with the viewers.
Yeah, sounds like a proactive move. That is Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That's coming up at 8 a.m.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.